Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Sugar Industry Authority hosts inaugural post-crop seminar. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
In observance of Right to Know Week, join the Access to Information Unit Office of the Prime Minister in partnership with CARIMAC for a public forum on the Access to Information Act, Impact, Challenges, Opportunities, Thursday, September 29 at 5 p.m. CARIMAC Annex 2, UIMONA, featuring the Honorable Derek Smith, Professors Trevor Monroe and Hope Tondon, and many others. Come and share in the conversation to advance public accountability and transparency.
The Sugar Industry Authority, SIA, recently hosted an inaugural post-crop seminar at the Sugar Industry Research Institute in Mandeville. The two-day seminar, held under the theme Repositioning the Sugarcane Industry, was aimed at reviewing the outcome of the 2015-2016 sugarcane crop and formulating strategies to reposition the sugarcane industry. Chief Executive Officer of the SIA, George Callahan, says repositioning efforts will include boosting productivity levels and improving operational efficiency at all sugar estates in the country.
The other thing we have to do in terms of dealing with the improvements in revenue, we have to take the product up the value chain. And that's what the minister is addressing in terms of ensuring that all sugar is packaged and sold not in bulk to Europe, but to the consumer directly, where we make the most money.
Among the topics discussed was crop summary and outlook for the 2016-2017 crop for all sugar factories, Jamaican standard specifications for brown cane sugar, sugarcane varieties, financing sugarcane production, identifying and mitigating climate change, and the cane payment system. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda says the government supports the initiatives being undertaken for the export of packaged sugar and the production of liquid sugar. He says diversification of the product bases and markets and improvements in activating new streams of revenue such as ethanol production, cogeneration, and the production of liquid and plantation white sugar are essential to the sustainability of the industry.
This government stands ready to support sugar estates. We will put in the infrastructure. We will provide technical assistance, but we will not be spending public funds to acquire or manage a sugar estate that is owned by the private sector.
And the Agriculture Ministry has announced that the Appleton Sugar Factory in St. Elizabeth is to resume operations in January 2017. Portfolio Minister Kasamuda says the government will continue to pursue new investments in the sugar industry to ensure its viability.
We are hoping that they will be back in business in January and they will end that crop by April. That will be a big boost. We stand beside them and we will give them maximum support.
The Appleton Sugar Factory was closed in December 2015 as a result of an injunction obtained by fish farming company Algix Jamaica Limited in January against J. Ray and Nephew, which resulted in a suspension of operations. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, one hand wash the other. Translation, one hand washes the other. And this means to work reciprocally. You help me and I help you.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.